So I'm Jules Sawyer. I'm the marketing manager for the UK and Ireland for Medtronic, and I am learning lots of things about diabetes in the last 18 months because this is the first time I've worked in the diabetes space, and I'm having a fascinating journey so far.
So Medtronic has got involved with this event, sponsoring. Why is that an important thing for the company?
Because it's just really important to raise awareness for people living with diabetes, to actually get the knowledge, information and support that they actually need. As I said, I've been here just 18 months and I've talked to a lot of people, and that awareness of everything that's available is not necessarily actually always there, or even just the sight of things. I've spoken to people that don't know what timing range is, and so I think it's really important to have these meetings to just raise that awareness and have the education that comes with it and the sense of community. I've spoken to people since I've worked for Medtronic who, when they came to an internal meeting for us, it's the first time they've ever met anybody else with type 1 diabetes, and they loved the sense of community that that brought for them to be able to do that. So I think these meetings are really important for the community side of things as well.
And tell us a little bit more about Medtronic and the products that are available.
Yeah, so Medtronic, essentially we design, manufacture, research and develop products that support people with type 1 diabetes. So we manufacture the hybrid closed loop system, and we have just launched our Simplera Sync sensor, which is a great all-in-one sensor, transmitter included, etc. So it really supports the community now in the next development of the products that we've got coming through. And then we also have our new connected smart MDI system as well that also now goes with the Simplera sensor. So essentially we've got everything all under one roof to be able to support people with type 1 diabetes depending on the technological journey that they're actually on.
So that's a pump, yes?
So that's a pump. I tend to prefer to call it a hybrid closed loop system, because obviously you can have a pump and you can have a sensor, but they're not necessarily connected. So it's not giving you the support that you actually need to essentially sit on your hands and not necessarily have the burdens or the amount of decisions you need to do, because the algorithm will learn about you and do that for you.
Is that available to everybody?
Available to everybody with type 1 diabetes within the new NICE guidance. Obviously, okay. You know how hard Partha has been working to make so many more people access to hybrid closed loop. So obviously our products are licensed for type 1 diabetes, and obviously then within the realms of what NHS England will then make eligible.
So this is an event called United Through Diabetes, and we run different themes, type 1, type 2, diverse communities. How important do you think that is in the space about education and good self-management?
And it's huge, because everybody's different. And so just because one type of food or one type of system is good for one person, it doesn't mean to say that it's good for another. And so when you bring that diverse community together, sometimes a lot of it comes down to hints and tips, doesn't it? When you have that communication, you can actually just support and help each other if you have that level of diversity. And it's great for people to learn from each other, to know what works for them and think, maybe that will actually work for me, maybe it won't. But you know what? Try it and see what happens. And if it works for you, then great. And take the tips and hints that other people are offering.
And so, as I say, you've had lots of opportunities to talk to people today and learn more about what they're looking for. And you've been able to help them, again, learn more about what you can offer and how they can tap into that, yeah?
Yeah, and it's great coming to these events, because obviously there's people here that aren't on our products and there are people here that are on our products. And actually it's great because I've had Emma with me today, who's our technical consultant, because she has way more knowledge than I do. What do I say about myself? I know a little about a lot and not a lot about it all. So it's great to have Emma here today, because it means that she's been able to support a couple of people today with various things on the app or give a little bit more of hints and tips on the system themselves. So that's been really good. And then also we've been able to talk to people about our hybrid closed loop system, how the algorithm works, because not all algorithms are the same, and just encourage people to explore what they actually need for themselves and then go from there to work out what would be right for them.
And so do you have a hint or a tip to pass on today?
I probably don't, because technically I don't have that level of experience with the system yet. I'm sure Emma would be able to support that. But I think from a community perspective, my hint and tip would be to be just connect with as many as people as possible, learn from as many people as possible, and build your community and your village around you.
Thanks for listening to this Living with Diabetes special podcast report from United Through Diabetes 2024, presented by Claire Levy and brought to you by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation.